We are live.
Live.
Matt, what should we get into first? Should we get into Dogma or the monkey?
Let's get into the monkey.
You want to get into the monkey?
Let's dig into that monkey.
All right. You first.
It was interesting. It was fun. It was goofy. I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to agree with that.
I don't think it was bad.
Not bad.
I don't think it was good.
Not good either. Yeah. Kind of somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
It was a horror comedy. I thought kind of leaned into the comedy more than I realized. But it wasn't all that funny. It was more like shock factor.
Right.
Not quite clever, just people being blown apart into shreds and
a lot of explosions.
Extremely graphic ways.
Yeah.
It's like Final Destination meets a monkey.
Final Destination 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the worst Final Destination for sure.
It definitely tried to lean into both. It tried to lean into both heavy, like with the setup of the monkey and kind of what little lore they gave us was kind of cool. And for a while, you know, like for the first half of that movie, I was definitely feeling like, oh, they're going to go into like 75 horror, maybe 25 comedy. Mm. And then somewhere around the midway point, just people started blowing up. The twin brother was like a goofus.
Mm-hmm. Had a mullet. Yeah.
He had a weird mullet.
Yeah, he did. That was a character choice.
I thought he was going to try to fuck the monkey. At one point. I definitely thought he was going to make out with it at one point. Like, please kill my brother and I'll kiss you, monkey.
Yeah. I mean, that would have made it a whole lot more interesting.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, it was a fun little romp, you know? Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of like a movie you'd Redbox on a Saturday night. If Redbox was still a thing. Is Redbox still a thing?
I think it is, unfortunately.
I haven't seen one
around. How are they still around?
I haven't seen one in my local Walmart where I used to have them.
You want to talk about money laundering.
Mm.
How's Redbox still around? Mm-hmm. What's keeping them afloat?
Mm.
USAID?
I don't know.
Mm.
Something fishy's going on.
Doesn't look good. I think I've seen a few of them outside, like ShopRite's by me.
But it was kind of that kind of movie.
Yeah.
You know, not really. I wouldn't spend $15 on it.
Campy.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard it was going to be funny going in or comedic, but I don't know. I was expecting a little bit more of a punch, I think. It was really graphic.
Super graphic.
And kind of impressive.
Yeah.
In ways, definitely CGI, I think mixed with some practical.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Long Legs kind of had quite an impression on me.
Yeah,
even if it wasn't perfect, you know, it left you thinking about it for sure.
Right, right.
The monkey is like, yeah, it's like a fun way to kill an hour and a half, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, yeah.
We should let the folks know, same director.
Of Long Legs, right.
Long Legs, which there is an episode on, so.
Yeah, check that one out.
Watch both of them back to back. Episodes, not the movies.
right, yeah.
Maybe watch Long Legs.
Yeah.
That's fun. That was a fun one.
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
Monkey was good. Did Osgood Perkins write Monkey? Well, no, because it was based off of his short.
So he adapted it, the screenplay. Put his own little spin on it.
But then he wrote Long Legs. Or did he only direct it?
No, he did write it.
Because it could be one of those things where, like, if you let the guy cook, you know, he'll do what he has to do. But then when he's given the material, it's like, the fuck you want me to do with this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know. Yeah. Not every movie has to be a zinger.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people even hated Long Legs. But to me, I don't know, at least it was kind of unpredictable, I guess.
Long Legs?
Yeah.
Long
Legs, yeah. The monkey's just a different kind of horror movie. He's just going for like a kind of silly, more simple, cursed monkey story.
Yeah. That's kind of like it's the kind of movie where there's no twist at the end. If anything, they throw it at you in the middle, just kind of telling you that, yeah, the brother is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through the movie, when he's looking through the phone book, I don't know what inclines him to look up monkey Right. Like, he looks up his last
name.
That's
what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, he
let
looks
up... Let me
look
up Monkey.
Yeah. He looks up his last name. He doesn't find his brother. And then he's like, let me look for Monkey.
Yeah.
I guess the plot needs to move forward. All right. We just got to keep it pushing. But
sure
then they just throw it at you, like, halfway in. You know, brother's the bad guy, mad at the twin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So we know what's going on.
Yeah. It's a cursed toy monkey story. You know, what do you want? You know, it is what it is. Some good kills. Some good gnarly kills.
Definitely gnarly kills. And that lady ate shit with the shotgun.
Oh, yeah. The real estate agent. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. She got blown in half. Everyone just got impossibly obliterated in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was weird when the babysitter died. I thought that one was weird.
Yeah, it was kind of reaching, that death. You know,
literally.
Kind of, literally. Yeah. With
The hibachi guy reached and sliced her neck.
Yeah, so...
I mean, you'd think if you were that bad at the job, the place wouldn't hire you, but...
But the monkey's voodoo powers somehow made him misjudge the distance.
The monkey's voodoo powers also brought him from the middle seat of the van to the front seat.
That's true,
I thought that was the funniest thing, so they should have shown that little monkey crawling... to the seat. I thought that would have been hysterical.
Yeah, it was kind of silly. It didn't seem to know what it wanted to do with the monkey. I mean, the whole basic premise is the monkey makes bad things happen around people, Final Destination style.
Right,
things are just set up to fail or whatever. And but then they show that the monkey's clearly teleporting and things. So it can move, it can teleport. But
Creepy-looking monkey. I liked every shot where they showed the face because it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I like those types of shots where it's building a kind of dread.
Yeah.
And,
like, just these weird piercing eyes, which was pretty cool because, like, I knew I was uncomfortable looking at it, but I couldn't look away from the eyes.
Yeah.
I liked that about it. I really liked that one shot where the bad twin, when he's a kid, is looking out into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of zooms in, and then slowly the monkey kind of comes forward.
Oh, yeah.
Like they transition, you know.
That's right. That was a good shot.
That was pretty rad. That was pretty rad.
Yeah, definitely some good shots. He's a good director.
Yeah, for sure. And, he knows how to make a piece of shit look good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, story-wise, you know, it could be a little hit or miss, I think. But, I mean, with this movie, I don't know. It was just fine, you know? Yeah. I didn't, you know. It has a sort of attitude about it, kind of a mean-spirited attitude when it comes to its characters and the horror and the deaths. It's like somebody dies and it's just like, okay, well, you know, move on to the next death.
Yeah,
that kind of a cadence about it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, a comedy as well.
Right.
But that's, I think, where the comedy was supposed to be coming from for the most part, was just...
Like that...
Look how ridiculous this death is.
Right, right.
I did like that death scene of the aunt. Or aunt,
yeah, that
depending on where you're from, aunt or aunt. Are you an? Do you say aunt or aunt?
I say tia.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, forget it. Well, moving on. Where she lights her face on fire.
Yeah.
Well, somehow, she smells the gas.
After first falling face first into, like, the tackle board.
I know, yeah.
And then lathering her face with rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, and let me just linger my face over this gas stove. That, you know, just kind of turns on its own, I guess.
Not a lot of thought
behind
the eyes of many of these characters.
No.
Not a lot of thought at all.
Kind of had a lot of them coming.
Yeah.
But when she just fucking runs face first into that sign,
dude,
that was kind of cool, I got to say.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That one was good.
So the way they kind of freeze framed on it, just kind of lingered on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that kind of movie. It has this kind of... you know, detached attitude towards the characters and their deaths. So it was that kind of... I didn't expect that kind of movie.
Right. I definitely...
My delicate sensibilities just couldn't handle it. No, it was fine, you know.
From the few trailers I saw or, like, the little clips I've seen on socials or whatever, I definitely thought it was going to be a more serious movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So it's not. And that's okay.
I feel like the people, and this is just me fully being, is assumptive a word? Presumptuous?
That's it. I think that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, assumptive sounds stupid.
You worked it out. You found it.
I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the people who really, really, really like this movie probably would say that, like, the priest is their favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Like they line up, like, with that priest, and they probably have similar, like, personalities, and they're like, that movie was fucking great.
Yeah, yeah.
The priest was an interesting choice.
That was, yeah, let's just make this, like, stoner teenager right. a priest who doesn't quite know the word of the Lord.
Right, right, right. He doesn't know how to help the congregation mourn.
It's pretty funny, though. That was a very funny moment. Apart from the killings, that was funny.
It was funny. He was just like, bitch is dead.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. I'm sure she was a nice person.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the whole attitude of the movie itself. Yeah. Oh, well. You know, life goes on. That's kind of the message.
Yeah.
Kind of, even the mom was saying that. Everybody dies. Yeah,
before
everybody
her fucking
dies.
Brain exploded. That one was fucking gnarly.
Yeah, that was actually really... Because you have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, she just turns around. Her head's bleeding. Her eyes are bleeding. And
I did like that sequence. I was pretty much on board for the first half of the movie. Wouldn't say I got off board, but, you know, I was looking to maybe abandon ship a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I stuck with it, but I thought it was a lot more interesting when you showed them as kids. And they didn't go back to, because it starts with Adam Scott going to that pawn shop.
Yeah.
They didn't circle back to it, I realized.
Yeah. I mean, so that's their dad, I'm guessing.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, I didn't think about it. I guess that would be. Because
they don't
dad.
Really make it clear if that's before or after. But then they show him melting the monkey. And then the monkey shows up later.
Yeah, so I guess the monkey's just invincible. Is immune to any kind of destruction. Because he chops it up before.
That's true. And it was bleeding.
It was bleeding.
That was interesting.
Yeah. But I guess maybe that was the dad. I guess I missed that.
You know what? Yeah, because he shows up in that, like, I guess, Navy uniform.
That's right.
Or was he a cop or something? But there's that one shot where the twins are looking through the closet and they find a uniform.
That's true.
Yeah. So that was the dad. He burns it alive. Somehow comes back. They don't tell you how. Is this a monkey from hell? Is this a demon monkey?
I guess so, yeah.
Is this Ball?
Oh, B-A-A-L?
Yeah. See, I said that one right.
You did, yeah. That's that's an easy one to say. I'll give you.
I was a little nervous. I gotta say, yeah. I was a little nervous. The extra
I was like, Ball? Don't you mean Ba-A-L?
See?
Don't you mean Bal?
I could have gotten it wrong. That extra A is a curveball.
Yeah.
My knees were shaking.
Yeah. Don't speak of that name again, yeah. Cannot, yeah.
So, yeah,
you should not be named.
Demon monkey.
Yeah, basically, it's your, you know, your basic demon monkey tale.
Yeah.
Of
run-of-the-mill demon monkey.
Yeah, your run-of-the-mill demon monkey.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Right.
This one does it pretty good, though, you know, for, it knows what it is, and it does it pretty well.
Right.
And, you know, it's an enjoyable 90 minutes. I wouldn't spend $15 on it, probably, but I did, so fuck it.
Yeah,
but you know, sometimes you got to support, cool up and coming directors, you know, even if they're not a total slam dunk.
Right.
It is what it is.
That's why I think we should, you know, there's this one up and coming director that I think everybody should start throwing money at. He writes and directs all his own stuff.
Quentin Tarantino.
His name is Quentin Tarantino.
You're going to say that?
I swear to God, I was going to say Quentin Tarantino.
I wasn't sure where you're going with it, but I was like, yeah.
I just need to make it known that I really like Quentin Tarantino movies.
Oh, me too. I'm his biggest. We should have just watched the Quentin Tarantino movie instead of that fucking piece of shit. No, I'm kidding. It was fine. The monkey is fine. It's, you know, it's a Stephen King short story. I mean, even his long stories are kind of, sometimes. Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine a short one.
I haven't really seen too many, like, Stephen King adapted movies.
No? I've seen, like, too many of them.
I've seen the original Pet Sematary when I was, like, in high school. I actually saw the new one a few years ago. Don't really remember either one.
Yeah. I mean, there's Shawshank Redemption.
I have seen that. I do like that.
Yeah, some people forget because it's not a horror story.
Yeah, that one didn't have a demon monkey.
No demon monkeys, just rapey
right.
groups of prisoners.
Didn't he also do Green Mile?
He did do Green Mile, which is a little more supernatural.
Right.
I like that one a lot. Stand By Me.
That was Stephen King?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Did you see that one?
I love that movie.
Yeah, who doesn't? It, obviously.
Yeah, I've seen those.
I'm just naming like all, you've seen all of them. like the Shining. Oh, you haven't seen The Shining?
I have not seen The Shining.
We got to watch The Shining, dude.
I'm down to watch The Shining.
But,
I mean, he's what, 70-something? He's been writing for 40, 50 years, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to swing, sometimes you're going to miss.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you look like you belong in fucking Whoville.
Yeah, yeah.
He does look like it. Doesn't he look like a who?
He does look like a who. It's weird.
Who are you?
Have you ever seen that Stephen picture King? Of him from the 70s? Really weird. Like,
yeah, he looks even weirder.
Yeah. He looks like somebody who writes fucked up books.
Yeah.
Like Stephen King books.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who would write a book like Pennywise.
Yeah.
And have a like a preteen gangbang in the middle of his story.
A blood pack gangbang.
That happens.
With a bunch of kids. Yeah, don't read it. Just watch them.
Yeah, I didn't read it, but I saw the cliff notes.
Yeah.
They didn't show that in the movies.
Thank God.
That was a pretty wise decision.
Yeah, pretty smart.
On the producer's part.
It was a smart move. Yeah. Smart move. Of all the things, you know.
Some studio interference is good.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You can't forget about the preteen gangbang. Are you trying to tarnish my work?
Right. Ugh, God. Stephen King, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
If he wasn't a crazy horror writer, what do you think would be the good occupation for Stephen King? Like if you walked into a bank and he was your teller.
I'd be put off.
Right. You'd probably empty your account. Be like, let me get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But like if you walk into like a car dealership and he's the salesman, I'm checking to make sure that all the cars, whether I'm buying them or not, still have their brake lines intact.
Yeah, absolutely.
He looks like he just comes in after hours and just gnaws at them.
You know what he looks like? He looks like an ice cream man from the 80s.
Ooh.
You know, that you just wouldn't trust around your kids.
Right.
But he sells ice cream, and you feel like you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, it was a fine movie. Just it didn't really leave any kind of impression on me.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh particularly hard. I wasn't horrified particularly much.
Right, right. Like, it wasn't horror in a sense that it was scary.
No.
Like, I guess it was... What makes a movie horror if it's not scary? Like, it's just that people dying? Is that the qualifier for horror?
I guess so. Like, I can't say it's... It'd be anything but a horror movie. It's a horror movie. It's just,
you know, one weird part that I laughed at that I didn't think I would, when at the end, when the twins are making their pact, and the bad twin fakes him out the first time, no laugh.
Yeah.
But when he faked him out the second time, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was funny when the uncle died.
Yeah.
Because that was a death they just didn't show, and it was like a hard cut.
Oh, yeah, that was the best one.
And then it's just the mural.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was pretty funny. That was good.
Yeah, I did kind of enjoy his kind of callous attitude towards the tone of the movie. It's fine. Yeah, like the whole arc with the brother and finally forgiving him. For unintentionally killing their mother, whatever. Dumb. Only for his like head to get fucking obliterated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Now that I think about it, like, see, I mean, we just finished watching the movie, and I've already forgotten feelings that I had about the movie. But you brought that up. I thought that was like the dumbest thing when, you know, evil twin is all like, you killed my mother, and good twin's like, she was my mother too. And evil twin literally says, oh yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
You didn't think that the guy, the kid who looks like you, who you spend every day with, shared the same mother?
No, he literally says, oh, yeah, we're twins.
Yeah.
He just reminded me of that part.
Like,
it's so dumb, but it's...
That was so annoying.
It's also trying to be, like, self-aware and how dumb it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think it's kind of going for, look how dumb that is. Isn't that funny?
But then Evil Twin wasn't dumb for the whole movie, and then he just gets dumb at the end.
Yeah.
And then what little brains he has gets put through the wall with his mother's bowling ball.
Right.
Which was pretty gnarly. I mean, Jesus Christ.
That was pretty gnarly.
That monkey got one last lick in.
I realize I did circle back to the beginning where he holds the bowling ball over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, had some of those cool little tie-ins.
Little
callbacks. I don't know. Just overall, the movie just didn't make me feel anything at all.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I just feel, like, numb.
It's a movie.
It's certainly a movie. It's one of the movies ever made. But
I would say it's like a, I mean, if you had to throw it on some kind of scale, 2 bangs of the monkey drum out of 5.
That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah. I
think 2 out of 5.
It's good enough to be a 2. That's about it.
Yeah.
Watch it if you have time. Watch it if you have nothing else.
Yeah. It's like a, yeah.
If you absolutely cannot get your hands on Kill Bill in any fashion,
mm-hmm.
watch The Monkey.
Right.
But if you
have... Or Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Or Pulp Fiction.
Yep. Even Jackie Brown.
Even Death Proof. Tarantino's worst movie. Arguably.
I don't count it as a movie.
No?
No. It's like... It was a grindhouse short film. Doesn't count towards the 10.
Yeah, I think it does.
I don't think... No.
I think he counts it. It is his... It's a... Hour and 40 minutes. It's a movie.
It's that long?
Well, see, when it came out as a double feature, it was shortened. I don't know how long, but when it came out as its own movie, it had additional scenes.
Didn't know that.
Which confused me because I watched the movie on its own. I had the DVD.
Gotcha.
I remember all these scenes, and then I finally watched the Grindhouse version with Planet Terror.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where are all these missing scenes?
Oh.
I was confused.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I mean, it's forgettable because it's his worst work.
But it was better than The Monkey.
Definitely better than The Monkey.
I don't know. Yeah.
That chick getting her leg ripped off in the car crash. That shot is better than The Monkey.
Oh, yeah. All the effects are way better than
gnarly.
Yeah. 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Wouldn't recommend it. Wouldn't not recommend it.
Right, right, right. Like, I wouldn't recommend it, but I wouldn't recommend paying for it. There we go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend paying for it, but...
So pirate it.
Yeah, right. Steal that shit.
Yeah. Don't feel bad.
Don't.
Osgood Perkins, he's all good.
He's all right.
He's good.
He's worked with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, and now he's a fucking multimillionaire.
He introduced the world to Nick Cage, so he's bringing that up in Rising Star through the world. 2 bangs of the monkey drum.
Boom, boom. Now we're moving on to Dogma.
Yeah.
1998's Dogma by Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Maybe his best movie ever, I think. Maybe.
I think so.
I think maybe his magnum opus.
Yeah.
You know, his
I definitely think that.
His Moby Dick, you know, his his Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
His Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm.
His Michelangelo was the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. What did he make?
Michelangelo? He did...
David, right?
He did David.
His David.
It's definitely... Yeah. It's my favorite Kevin Smith movie. This is my first Kevin Smith movie.
Mm. Might have been mine, too.
Yeah.
Is either that or Jersey Girl. I remember watching that a lot as a kid. You didn't see that one with Ben Affleck?
No.
And... J-Lo, I think.
She's in that?
And Steven Tyler's daughter.
Liv Tyler.
Yeah. She's the love interest.
Really?
And yeah, he's in Jersey, and his wife's J-Lo. Because, you know, it's Ben Affleck. And she died, her...
I thought the only movie they did together was that really, really dog shit one. Jiggly.
Never saw it.
Didn't see that one.
I didn't see Jiggly.
Didn't see Jiggly.
Not. I mean, it's a different Jiggly though. It's a, right. Not the same movie.
Do you remember your first time watching Dogma?
I remember I've seen it. I saw it at least two or three times. And the first time I saw it, I remember being pretty disturbed at Loki and Bartleby.
Yeah.
When he executes all those corporate executives.
Yeah.
In that room. I remember being very disturbed by that. Like the tone of like how they're like casual and comedic while doing it. When I saw that when I was really young, I thought, oh shit.
Yeah.
This is kind of fucked up. But yeah, as an adult, you know, you get it more.
Yeah. I mean, you understand. Context. They all had it coming.
They had it coming.
Especially that bitch that did not say bless you.
Especially her. Yeah. She got off easy.
She got off easy.
Yeah. But yeah. I think his most kind of layered movie.
For sure.
You know, a lot of, you know, different aspects about, you know, religion and God and, you know, blending that with the kind of crude signature humor of Kevin Smith. And
that's what I love about it, man.
Yeah.
Like it's fart humor. And then 20 minutes later, these two characters are having a conversation on a topic that you normally wouldn't think about. And it makes you think.
Right.
And, you know, not to tie everything back to Tarantino, but Kevin Smith is a master of conversation the way that Tarantino is. Like, I hold those two on the same level when it comes to that.
Me too.
The way that they just spin ideas and portray it is fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah. And that whole switch up with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yeah.
I think Matt Damon's going to be the troublemaker throughout the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Then Ben Affleck, he flips the script on you.
And then he becomes the vengeful one.
Yeah, that monologue in that parking garage. Yeah.
So good.
That's top tier. Affleck should have won an Oscar for that, I think. Mm. He was passed up.
I mean, they were too busy cleaning house with Good Will Hunting. Did this come before that? No.
Good Will Hunting?
Yeah, what year is Good Will Hunting?
I don't know. I've never seen Good Will Hunting.
What?
Yeah. I never really wanted to see
what
that movie, dude.
Never wanted to?
Never even wanted to.
Why not?
It's just like in, you know.
But you don't like Stephen King stories? It's a Stephen King story.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Okay. That's a Matt Damon and Ben Affleck story.
Damon and Ben Affleck making story.
Matt Damon the fucking smartest fucking whiz kid in fucking Boston while being a fucking badass and beating the shit out of people.
Well, I mean, you're writing a movie that you're going to star in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you gotta fluff yourself up a little bit.
It is a little too fluffy for me.
Who is he going to cast? Who gets cast if not Matt Damon? And Ben Affleck's already in the movie, so you can't cast the obviously better choice.
Right. You cast the only choice. Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a good point. Could have been Leo.
He can play Boston.
He has.
Yeah.
In an incredible movie.
Yeah, one of the best movies ever.
Oh, my God.
But let's stick with a shitty movie, right. Good Will Hunting. This fucking jerk-off movie.
It's so good.
No, I'll watch it.
It's good. It's worth it.
You know, if not for Robin Williams, I guess. But yeah, I it's one of those movies I just never got around to watching. Yeah. It was one of those famous movies that I've just been sleeping on, I guess.
I should also, just in the sake of being transparent, I should really stop talking about Good Will Hunting as if I grew up with it. I watched it like 2020.
Okay.
Very recent. Yeah. As a full adult, I was like, let me see what all the hubbub is about.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've seen some scenes in passing, like friends or family will have it on.
Like, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Or
it's not your fault. Dr. Fodwill.
Just Matt Damon just starts crying in his arms. Cute. Yeah. It's cute.
I'm sure it was very touching.
Yeah.
It's weird. Matt Damon's somebody who I feel like I don't like. But when I see him in most things, I like him.
Right.
I don't know what it is. If it's his face or...
I don't know.
Maybe it was The Departed because he plays such an unlikable fucking prick in that movie.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first movies I saw of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just got this face.
I love to hate him in that movie.
Yeah. He is one of those. You enjoy hating him.
Yeah. Yeah, I have so a lot smarmy. Of fun hating him.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I feel like the more I watch that movie, the more I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I know how it ends up. So it's like, man.
Right, yeah.
You're such a prick, but there's just a smile on my face because you eat shit later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Marky Mark's going to come in with a hairnet and some fucking...
Bang.
Yeah.
Some fucking
little booties.
Shower caps yeah. on his shoes and, yeah. and a tracksuit.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, back to Dogma.
Dogma.
A lot of fun religious ideas thrown around in there. A lot of I guess like religious commentary on different belief systems and what they even really mean in the grand scheme of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's a thinky movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thinky movie with Jay and Silent Bob in there.
That's right. Thrown in for good measure.
Right. You know? Thrown in to just break up the tension.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
With some very warranted anger at John Hughes.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, when
there's no Shermer, Illinois.
Yeah. That was great. When Chris Rock is doing his monologue, talking to Linda Fiorentino, whatever right. the fuck her name is, about how she's, you know, related to Jesus.
Yeah.
She's a descendant of Jesus. And he's just going on how she has this great purpose. And at the end of it, Jay's like, wait, so this means Bethany's part black? That's the only thing he got out of it.
Right,
like,
that was his only takeaway from it.
Yeah.
Or when he literally meets God and he can't stop cursing at her.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to that guy's head?
Yeah. Yeah, seems to have a confused sexuality.
Oh, throughout my God. The whole,
just because. But yeah, great movie. Alan Rickman, killing it.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Salma Hayek's great in that movie.
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob, Chris Rock is great in that movie. A lot of fun.
Fires on all cylinders. Yeah.
No. I was, you know, just a lot of fun. I enjoy watching it over and over. That's mm-hmm. one that's definitely in the in like the cycle, the Rolodex. You know, every now and again, I'll throw that on.
Oh yeah, it's a 5-star movie, man.
Yeah,
it's right up there with T2.
Well, I mean, let's not get crazy.
No, it's right. No, I'd say it's right there with Terminator 2.
Right.
Joker 2.
Oh no. You know?
Dude, I honestly think that was it's one of the best movies of the year, I think. I mean, I haven't seen every movie of this or last year, I guess.
It was a slow year.
I guess it was kind of a slow year. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I really got a kick out of that movie.
It was definitely overhated.
But, I don't know what else to say about Dogma. Should be more.
Should be, right?
I know.
I like it so much more than I've expressed. I mean, other than the movie's great. Like, I feel like there should be a little bit more meat behind that.
I mean, there is a lot to talk about. I mean, the movie kind of invokes a lot of questions about,
yeah,
you know, religion and beliefs.
Is that the first time that we also, like, see Mubi?
That was what I was wondering while I was watching it. Is that the first iteration?
I think so. Because it was a big part of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but I think that came out in 2000.
Right. And then in Clerks 2, they work at movies.
Right.
But
I don't think...
That wasn't until 2005.
Yeah. And I don't think Mubi was a part of Clerks 1 at all.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's kind of funny because there's a story in the Bible about a group of people who idolize a golden calf. So it was very, very on the nose. And then it became a staple in his movies, which is like kind of funny. I like that.
Yeah, I like how he builds his own universe. It's really cool. But yeah, it's a very layered movie. And it's also fucking hilarious. And, you know,
that's a plus.
Jason Lee's always a good bad guy.
Yeah.
I always forget he was the bad guy in The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah. Syndrome.
Buddy. Yeah, Syndrome.
Yeah.
My name's not Buddy. But yeah. Kevin Smith, man.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, probably my favorite Kevin Smith movie. Right after maybe Clerks 2. I think I like Clerks 2 more than Clerks 1. I gotta be honest. I've seen it more.
Yeah.
So
I remember watching it around the time that it came out, kind of digging it, not really liking it too much. I don't think I saw that movie at all in my 20s. And then I watched it maybe 2 or 3 years ago for the first time since I was like a teenager. And I enjoyed it a lot more than I did the first time around. But, I mean, I still think one is like monumentally iconic.
I have to watch it again. It's been a while.
Haven't seen three yet.
I haven't seen three.
Haven't seen three. I've heard really good things.
I thought you saw it.
No.
I thought you told me to go see it.
No. I wanted to. Wanted to.
I don't know if I want to, dude. I don't know.
I know a spoiler, and I'm not turned off to the movie by it. Like, I still definitely want to see it, and I've heard really, really good things.
Yeah.
So.
I guess I have to, but.
Yeah.
You know.
And I definitely got to see the movie he put out last year, the
430 movie.
430 movie.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
That should be on sale by at this point for home release. That one, the trailers alone made me want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even see it. So, but all these movies I'd watch over the monkey.
Yeah. Let's just sit here and talk about all the movies that are better than the monkey, which is most movies.
Everything. Toy Story 2 is better than The Monkey.
But there's a ton of movies that are worse than The Monkey, so I don't want to.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, oh shit.
Land Before Time 7.
There's 7 of those movies?
There's like 15 of them.
You think it's probably worse than The Monkey?
Maybe.
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
Can you think of a movie that's definitely worse than The Monkey? I'm trying to think right now. This would be a good exercise.
Probably one of those newer Terminator movies. One of those newer. All right. Well, no. Hard Mode. No franchise.
Okay. Yeah, just a standalone movie.
What's a standalone movie
that is worse
than The Monkey?
Than The Monkey. It might be the worst movie I've ever seen.
Holy shit. Yeah, wait. This might be the worst movie. Damn.
No, I'm thinking of a movie, The Legend of Tarzan, with Alexander Skarsgård
and
Margot Robbie.
Didn't see that one. Margot Robbie's in that movie?
Yeah. It was just a movie that was so just dull, dude.
Right.
Just so boring and
gray. Is it because he didn't fuck a monkey? Do you think it would have been better if he fucked a monkey?
Yes. It would have been more entertaining.
Tarzan's teenage years.
Yeah.
He's just raving through puberty, and the apes are just, they don't get it. Do apes go through puberty?
Yeah, sure they do.
But like we do?
I don't know. I mean, because as far as mammals.
Because we're like more conscious, do we go through a different kind of puberty? Or are apes out there just fucking? See? You didn't think of that.
I don't know, man. I tell you, when I was 5, I would have fucked anything. Like, I was horny as fuck.
Right.
I had erections around that time. Like, maybe even a little bit younger.
Yeah.
I remember being in my little jean overalls, having just a rock hard cock poking through.
I don't remember infant erections.
I do. Well, I remember playing with it like a little like spring,
right?
Like one of those door stoppers. It was just like bing, and I would go, "Ma, look."
See, I would just play with the door stopper.
I would do both.
I think the reason why I don't remember is because I had no blood in my brain. Probably because I had a raging erection.
That's why. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be it. I don't remember it because my brain was off.
I remember mine very well, and my mom would be like, "Stop it." That's how I'd remember. That's why I remember, because I remember, I'm not allowed to be doing this.
Right.
Create a very weird complex.
Right.
Yeah.
Weirder than Tarzan fucking apes?
This is turning into a different podcast, dude. We gotta get back.
This is all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just another dull, like, movie. It was just the cinematography was really gray. Everything looked fake. The jungle looked fake.
Mm.
You know, looked just like it was filmed on a studio. It had no life. I remember watching thinking, this sucks.
Mm.
It's not even horrible. It's just so mid.
Mm.
Just so, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I try to avoid bad movies.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Usually I have a good radar for.
See, but then, like,
that.
There's certain bad movies that I'm, like, a big fan of.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't think Super Troopers is a good movie, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, but there's no way that... There's no kind of spectrum that that movie would fall under that would be bad. It's just goofy, maybe, stupid comedy, but it's not bad.
It's goofy, it's believable. I mean, it's set in reality, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's not over the top. Like, it's over the top goofy, but not like this isn't real life goofy.
Right.
The second one was actually kind of like that. The second one's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, my radar would go off if Chris O'Donnell's in it, then it's probably a bad movie, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about. Batman and Robin is the shit.
I mean, post-Batman and Robin, obviously. I mean, that movie's a holy rusted metal, Batman.
I don't know. That was Batman Forever.
Oh, okay.
That was Val Kilmer.
Excuse me.
Because he does the... What the fuck did you just say? The floor, it's rusted. It has holes in it. Oh. Or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But Batman and Robin was the George Clooney, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those were the ice. That's the ice pun movie. Which 2 hours of Schwarzenegger telling everybody to chill.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody chill.
Yeah, they kind of blend together for me.
What killed the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
The Ice Age. It's fucking great. I love that
one-liner. Yeah.
I love that.
No, those are great movies.
Yeah. They are. They're so
fun. I guess now those are movies people would consider bad, but...
Well, those people are dumb.
Well, again, it's like, it's doing exactly what it set out to do.
Right.
So can you call it bad? It's trying to be a cheesy, over-the-top comic book movie, and it completely succeeds.
Absolutely.
It's not trying to be like a Nolan Batman. It's not trying to be... You know, take
not like those boring Batman.
Yeah, those fucking boring, you know, fucking...
Why is it serious? We get it.
Snooze fest.
Yeah. Joel Schumacher, rest in peace, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was sick.
He's worse than sick. He's dead. But yeah, I mean, his two Batman movies were basically like if the 60s TV show went on for another 30 years.
Yeah.
Those two movies are the 60s TV show. All it needed was, like, wham and Ben boom. Like, I always talk about it. The opening for Batman and Robin, there's some, like, gala or some party at a museum, and Mr. Freeze crashes it, and they freeze the place up, and they go in and try to steal a diamond, and they're playing hockey with a diamond, like the goons and whatever. But, like, Batman... crashes in, Robin busts through the door on his motorcycle, and the hole left behind is the Robin symbol.
Mm-hmm.
That's the funniest part of that movie. It's great. I mean, but it's just the 60s show 30 years later.
Yeah. By no means a bad movie.
No.
So.
Not worse than The Monkey.
Not worse than The Monkey. All right, that's another one. All right, let's try to think of a... Trying to think of another bad movie.
This is an actual bad movie. This is hard.
It's hard, right?
So hard.
Yeah, I can't think. I try to.
Fuck.
Yeah, most movies I see are either really good or they're just okay.
Yeah.
You know, which I guess is a good sign.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't know. I'm a movie nerd. I watch a good amount of movies, but I haven't seen a whole lot. I don't know. I'm trying to think. You ever see the Popeye movie with Robin Williams from 1980?
No.
Okay. I thought that was a really bad movie.
Hmm.
And I couldn't tell you why, because I don't quite remember. I just remember feeling very annoyed watching that movie the whole time. Like, I'm really annoyed
now. Maybe it was this goofy voice for an hour and a half. Nobody wants to hear it. There's a reason why Popeye cartoons were 7 minutes long.
Right.
And not an hour and a half.
That movie did not work for me at all.
No?
So, there's that.
Do you remember who was in it?
Robin Williams.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, who played
Shelley Duvall? She played Olive Oil.
Oh.
The one good thing about that movie is the song "He Needs Me." It's a great song.
It's a musical.
I don't know if it. I don't know if it's totally a musical, but there is a music number, and that song's great. But it's just a really annoying. Yeah, Robin Williams is super annoying as he can be, and
was.
Yeah, as he was. Oh yeah. Forgot.
He's hanging out with Joel Schumacher.
I didn't know they were sick. But yeah.
Who played Bluto? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Some big, weird, hulking Lou Ferrigno. Probably would have been a great choice.
Yeah, dude. Lou Ferrigno, dude.
That's my woman.
Is that Sylvester Stallone or Lou
Ferrigno? No, I can't do deaf. I'm not deaf, so. Yeah. It's insensitive, but they can't hear it, so yeah. What the fuck do I care?
I wonder if Fregno's gym is still open over by me.
Like right now?
Yeah.
You want to do some squats?
Yeah, dude. I want to get Hulk? Some bench presses in, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I saw a movie called Thanksgiving a long time ago.
Thanksgiving.
You remember? It's basically a C-grade horror movie, comedy, about a killer turkey. And it's just horribly filmed with digital cameras and, you know, at one point the turkey, kills people, it could talk. Just like a puppet, basically.
Gobble, and motherfucker.
At one point it kills this old guy and then tears his face off and then wears his face. Well, it's just a turkey with a mutilated face on it.
Right.
But it's...
Like, as a disguise,
he's effectively disguising himself.
So he kills an old man, wears his face, and then everybody believes that the old man's this big now?
Yeah, they're just talking to him like he's a person. It's hilarious. Funny.
This sounds better than The Monkey.
It is. Because, again, it knows what it is. It's doing exactly what it set out to do. Not that I'm saying The Monkey didn't. You know,
right,
but
right. Maybe we shouldn't shit on it so much.
No, I think it did what it set out to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, it wasn't all that effective to me. Not that I didn't want to be totally polarized like from a movie like Long Legs or something.
Right.
But it didn't I didn't quite leave an impression on me as a horror comedy might say in the vein of like Evil Dead or Army of Darkness or Shaun of the Dead or, you know. It didn't have a lot of heart, I feel like, you know, which maybe it didn't want to. It's kind of...
That's true. I mean, I guess when you put it like that, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was a horror comedy, but it just didn't... I feel like the actors didn't want to be there.
Yeah, everyone... Yeah, there wasn't a lot of spark
behind... Yeah, I feel like that teenager didn't want to be there.
Yeah, he was annoying. I was like, didn't care about his... Yeah.
I mean, this could also be that they are just shitty actors. This is the first time I saw a lot of those people.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I thought it was fine. I just think... I don't know. Their characters weren't very fleshed out, I think.
You gotta care about the characters.
You gotta care.
I didn't care about these
people. Care about any of them.
I did not care about any of them.
Yeah.
That monkey could have killed any one of them, and I would have been like, well...
And I think that's what it is, dude. That's why it didn't resonate.
You got to have somebody to root for. You got to give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think on that note, the message of the day is to give a fuck about James Cameron and Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Because they made Kill Bill and T2. And Joel Schumacher because he made Batman and Robin.
Yeah. They make movies and characters you can care about.
Yeah. Kevin Smith, he makes characters you care about.
Kevin Smith does.
Like every role that he's given Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
You know the world has Ben Affleck because of Kevin Smith?
Yeah. I think I do know that.
He got his breakthrough.
That's true. Was it Dogma? I don't
think it was Dogma.
Was it Chasing Amy, maybe?
Yeah, because I think those came first.
Yeah.
Those were like more mid-90s, and I'm pretty sure I've read... that Ben Affleck's first roles were in Kevin Smith movies.
Well, there you have it.
Or I mean, maybe not like first, but like super, super early.
So if we didn't have Kevin Smith...
We don't get Good Will Hunting.
We don't get Batman versus Superman.
You could have said Daredevil.
We don't get Pearl Harbor.
terrible.
It's not. I was trying to think of a worse movie. We don't get
Gigli.
Jiggly. Right. I never saw it, so I don't
know. Me neither. No interest.
But most importantly, we wouldn't get Daredevil.
I might go home and watch that movie tonight.
Don't, dude. I have the DVD. You can just watch it with me. We could have a late one. Come on.
So good. We're going to do another episode on Daredevil. Eventually, it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually.
I think it should be our next one, honestly. We got to stop going out to the movies.
Right.
Trying to support these fucking directors when they just give us, I don't know, warm Luke leftovers, I feel like, you know. Let's watch the movies we know we'll love. And we'll have a lot more to say about it.
Oh, man, this next month of episodes is going to be great. We're going to watch Daredevil. We're going to watch T2. It's going to be fucking kick-ass.
I know. But, yeah, the monkey, I don't have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Apparently, we didn't have a lot to say about Dogma either, but that's, I promise true. You, I swear to you, it's a better movie than the monkey.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what kind of, it's just a great movie. Go see Dogma. I don't know what to tell you. Great dialogue, great characters. Yeah,
buy it if you can find it. Question your beliefs. Yeah. And actually, throw your beliefs out. It's better to have ideas than beliefs.
That's true. Yeah.
That's the message of the day.
That's the message, you know.
That's the message of the day.